TCR Diaries for March 8, 2019. Whenever I'm in the kitchen cooking, I always turn on the television. The TV gets a bad rap, but there are good things on. It just depends on what we watch. Believe it or not, television is filled with spiritual insights, spiritual motivators, spiritual empowerment. So then a couple nights ago, I was watching a documentary on Martin Luther King Jr. The documentary was more about his assassination, the racial tensions and the like. The whole vibe of the era was unnerving my kitchen as I cooked up the French toast. Sprinkled throughout, though, were snippets of speeches and conversations with MLK Jr. And for that, I am grateful. It kept the world from going too dark. The night before he was killed, MLK Jr. gave his famous Rainy Church speech in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sure you've all heard it before. Death seemed to be on his mind, but he wasn't afraid.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life, longevity. Has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Just to put this out there before I say any more, I'm not trying to expand or clarify what MLK Jr. said at the Mason Temple. I'm not in the same league by any means and will often want to rip the arms off gas pumps. These are just feelings and thoughts I had while listening during and not thinking afterward. Once we've been to the mountaintop, life will never look the same. It'll never be the same. The promised land isn't something in the hereafter. It's looking out at the world from a different point of view, right now, wherever we are. A view that's farther than we can see, both light and dark, both sunshine and rain, war and peace. There's the fabled heaven and hell laid out before us if you ever wondered how that all worked. And that mountaintop view will change our mission in life. For some of us, it will alter our course only slightly, and for others, it'll be a profound rededication of one's life work. We'll want to do God's will, whatever that means to us. And life will be okay, no matter what, even if we have to go to hell for a while. Not many people get to stay on the mountaintop either. We'll have to come down and tend to real life. But we have to hold on to that view as best we can. Never let it fade from our hearts, or not fade for long. If the view has slipped from our minds, we know the path to the promised land. Sprinkled throughout, though, were snippets of speeches and conversations with MLJ. MLK Jr. Can't fucking say that. MLK Jr.